Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is your boy J-Dawg coming to you live on WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Now, you've been hearing me saying time and time again how history is made here at WTDTA Radio. And how it's made is just like this. In the middle of the year, you know what I'm saying, you heard, you know, a third-generation artist going up against a first-generation artist. Yo, we have been featuring a lot of great artists, a lot of great turning points. You know, artists such as 100 Watts, yo, my man Thugger Man, Chopper Chaser, you know what I'm saying? A few cannot forget the original Freestyle Battle King himself, a.k.a. Mr. Sheen, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. But, yo, real talk, in the middle of the year, we warned you that, you know what I'm saying, you're on the verge of greatness. What you're going to hear tonight is the result. You're about to hear the collaboration that took you. From a freestyle, and just, you know, really to make sure that everybody understands, you know, this is what we're doing today. We're doing it. We're featuring these local artists that spit the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I now give you my man, Yo Day. You're going to run this thing down like four laptops. Remember, you're locked in live at WTDTA Radio. That's what you feel. All I'm saying is it is what it is. Remember, this is where they do that radio, man. I'll get your tape recorders ready. All right, CO. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to let you come in on the one, two, ready, go.
Look, I'm the hottest MC, whether you like it or not. They say I got competition. It's a fight to the top, but I'm killing all competition. Like baggies, one shot from the shotty. Blow a hole through the abdomen. Put the heart out. Make sure you get the stab again. You just red since you yellow for that green like an African. The bars that I spit make niggas not even want to grab. I am the plug.
And you motherfuckers playing with my money. And I don't go like that. Straight like that. I'm straight from cash. But fuck niggas get jacked. Don't bring a beef about a real nigga. I've been a car frame, boy. The fucking deal get you. I'm down with real niggas straight out the moat. Code 2-3, chat time, nigga, if you ain't know. Then where they do that ass chat? Man, I said it too many times. Kill these niggas with 2 minutes on, 2 minute lane. 2 minute range. These niggas on the hill lane. And your flow was kind of dope. But really, what it sound like the shit that you wrote. For real? You ain't got no love.
This is a Where They Do That At Radio exclusive.
Beach,
trying to control the cockpit. Kept me rocking polo, running hard to the toe, fly.
Whatever it is that you do, whether you sing, you write, you dance, you paint, you act, you direct, you just want to work a regular job, you look for outlets. And there aren't enough positive outlets in the city that are exploited in such a manner to where it gives us a good look. You know, we're known for negative things. Media is already going to exploit and attract negative things. We need more representation of positive things that can go on in the community from any type of standpoint. Now, I live in Kansas City, Missouri, but I would like to speak on the behalf of Wyandotte County, Johnson County, several counties around in the metropolitan area that are experiencing some of the similar things, as well as other cities and other states where you may live, or you know, your backyard or back door, whatever they call, you know, like the neighbor states or city, they might be experiencing the same thing. As far as media goes, what I did at radio for me is an outlet that I picked up on, and we talk about a lot of urban awareness. We play unsigned talent. We play the new music first. And it gives young artists, independent artists, the chance to really express themselves and really, you know, take their music to the next level of being exploited in a positive manner. A lot of different internet based websites and things of that sort, or, you know, we're at a turning point, and it's getting to the point where a lot of music is being promoted. You know, and we want to just build a structure behind promoting the music. You know, the internet has already created the base of diversity where anybody can get on now. You know, but through certain structures, through internet radio, we want to build the right type of structure to where we can exploit the right type of music and in a right manner. Urban awareness, like I said, is a tough job. It's definitely a tough job because in the inner city, you struggle and you have created already state or a pattern for yourself. What I want is something that I may have to take. Instead of what you want, you may have to work for it. And that's one thing that we want to build awareness on also is if you want it, work for it, you know. And if I have the means, then I'm going to give you the means so you can work for it. I'm not going to necessarily hand you money or hand you a job. You know, I'm going to present opportunities. So young African American men, women, young Caucasian men, women, Latino, Mexican, Asian, Korean, it doesn't matter your nationality. We're here to build awareness and give opportunity. And that's the only way that we're going to change the face of this planet is by starting from the root. And the root being the lower class people, the everyday people, the working people, the common folk, you know. Anywhere from lower class to middle class is where it's going to change. Upper class people, they have money, they have budget. They're not necessarily worried about the same things that we're necessarily worried about. So I'm speaking directly to you. You know, I'm speaking to the people that are like me. So with this music, I feel like it's a wonderful outlet. It gives me the opportunity to excel in something I like to do, as well as guide other people, give back. And I hope that throughout the course of my career, then more and more people will start to see a change in my city, Kansas, Missouri, as well as other cities that I can lend a helping hand to. But I encourage everybody in their own city to do as much as they can in their own city. So it'll be a faster reaction. It'll be a quicker response. And if we can do that, then, well, I'll be good to go. Like I said, Sleeze in the Legend, signing off, Urban Awards. I'll let you. Yes.
No, I'm in here to dance all the night. I'm looking for a shot and I can handle the night. Wait, be patient, man, I got you next. But the way the girl's taking makes me much like sex. Yes, I was trying to fly two sticks and did the back up on the floor. I grabbed her hips and bent her off and told her back it over. And she got nasty with the bent her ass to the wall like she was trying to trash me. The beat got crazy and her ass got dumber. Yo, dropping like a six smoke. Wide as a Hummer, yo. There's a Lamborghini hotter than the summer. Yo, I'm trying to go to Disney like a runner for a wonder. Yo, fans in here, all these single guy kids. And I'm not with you, kids, and then until it's so crib. I told her I'm a freak, and she said it's what it is. If you do this little trick, and my eyes got big, you gotta be getting fat. Let me see it, man. You gotta be too fat. Let me see it, man. You gotta be too fat. Let me see it, man. You gotta be. Good, but your friend got with you. And yeah, you cute, but your girl, oh my God, fine. And you think you're backing up like a hard drive. Oh, that make you mad, huh? Hey, get over it. There's my mob of mine, I get over it. Me, take your red carpet, walk over it. Creeping like the reaper, money deeper than the Kobe hit. Like venom, I get in them like a cobra hit. 21's up, salute my people's on soldier shit. This blood beating, cause I'm coming with that cold shit. Like box low. Thank you.
performance. Do not be fooled into thinking it means that only you can play your songs out in public. It sounds like that, but really what we're going back to the exclusive rights. Public performance is one of the exclusive rights given to you. So that means basically anytime there's a public performance of your song, you have to agree to it under copyright law. That can get a little heavy in transaction costs, as you can imagine. The radio station isn't going to call you every time that your song is played. And the TV station, theoretically, you could prevent a radio station or a television station from playing your song. But in my experience in the last 30 years or something, people are falling over each other, clawing over each other to get their songs on TV and in radio. So what happens is that television stations, radio stations, Gap stores, malls, auditoriums, bars that play music, et cetera, anywhere that music is played to the public, have to pay for it. They have to pay the song copyright holders. Okay? And how is this accomplished? It's accomplished through the public performance societies. In the United States, those societies are ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. And so how does this work? Okay, well, I write a song, so, and I know it's going to be on the radio and on television, or at least I hope so. I join one of these societies. Let's say I join BMI. I become a member of BMI. And besides me, there's 100,000 other people, or 200,000 or 300,000 songwriters who have also joined BMI. BMI then goes out on behalf of all of us, and they go to every television station and radio station and Gap store and nightclub, et cetera, and they say, hey, you're playing our music publicly. Please enter into a license agreement with us. We'll set a fair fee, and you will pay us. BMI collects all the money, puts it in a pot, and then tries to give out to its members the money proportionally. So if my song is played on the radio, I actually got a BMI check when I was a musician. We got a lot of radio play, say in the Boston area, and I got a check for $7.81. That same year, REM, for their songs, probably got a check of $781,000 and change. So it depends on how many times your song is played. And it's not exact science, but it's extrapolated from that.
Talking hot sauce, whenever it pop off, I hope I don't get knocked out, because they know I'm not. Kissing on top of me, bro. I bet they knew as soon as they saw me. Your night is over with that top zero. Streets might close Chicago. They letting you up in all the falls. But still, a fall night comes tomorrow. Your night is over with that top zero.
I like the common denominator, the center sport. Wow, cause I'm pushing the limit from what you saw before. Powers like the diva when you see the bow eagle with his talents all around me. And I'm smiling at the people. See you balling by a car. Well, not a while in assets. So many back royalties, I ain't cash yet. Dallas and the Euros turn heroes in the village. Buy some land in the desert. You like, what the fuck you building? And they say it's like you wrote. But I'm reading her hippocrafy more popular than Pharaoh and the arrow in the Achilles necessarily. You see me as a man and not a myth. But my words are forever legendary. I exist. Aim higher than your holy empire. I am sick. I'm in 3730, aiming to win. I don't miss. I am doing it because everybody ruined it, pursuing it. I give it all away and want to suck like I ain't worried about the fucking money.
I don't really care what you call me. You can't even call me calm. Bring the blue from the big army. Never meet him, it's a privilege in my home. Oh, look at that, Toronto. I'll never know where I'm gonna go. Till I'm all in the film tomorrow. Till it's over and it's all she's a home.
Different stuff, you know what I'm saying? I've been talking about politics for a few months now and daily lungs are open and what's going on with that, but you know, something happened here this week in Minnesota and Minnesota. But something happened up here and
I have no idea what I did.
Press this button, Kevin. Billy, do you down, back, and then
to me it was devastating. And I don't know about anybody else up here, but to me it was devastating. Tuesday, our only hip hop radio station. Well, we have two. We have one called KMOJ or Kamoja for your old timers. And the only hip hop station in the state decides to just kill it because the ratings aren't good. What does that say about hip hop? You know, and it's funny because you see, first I want to say is, before I get started to say anything, Illuminati is known for infiltration. Right? They infiltrate and then they start working their magic. And then things happen, and then things start going their way, and then they end up knowing everything and having pretty much all the knowledge and finances and stuff like that because they know more than everyone else, you know, and then they start working their magic, you know, pushing certain buttons or pulling certain strings and certain things start happening. People start losing jobs, people start disappearing, whatever the case may be, all right? So now that I've said that, let me say this. So in the beginning of hip-hop, and I do remember in the beginning of hip hop, there was a lot of guys that wasn't out to prove how bad they was. They was trying to prove how talented they were. Hip hop promoted house parties. Hip hop promoted break dancing. Hip hop gave the black community something to be proud of because it was their own. It was their own child. And so, as the child grew, the black community grew because we were being heard more, we were being more vocal, you know, we were being more recognized for other things besides negative things and besides the color of our skin. You know, and hip hop was, for me, it was like, I don't know, the soundtrack of my life. And as the child grew, just like any other child in the biz, it was exploited. You know, it was introduced to drugs and violence and sex. And it was raped. It was molested, gang raped. It was traded. It was sold. It was whored out. And now, you can basically, if you're looking for hip hop, you can find it on any, basically in any gutter, laying there, overdosed with needle marks in her arms, throat slit, disease infected, broke, lonely, abused, assaulted, mutilated, eyes gouged out. Because that's what's happened. And in real life, that's what's happened. The point I'm trying to make, or what I'm trying to say is, as I watched hip-hop grow and all this stuff happened to hip-hop, it's affected those that listen to hip-hop, those that make hip-hop, those that make money off of hip-hop. And now look at hip-hop. All right. You know, I was sitting in the other day and I was like, what happened to Jim Jones? And I was like, well, what happened to Cameron and Jewel Santana and Dipset? Then I started thinking, like, well, what happened to the Lox? What happened to Lil Kim, Foxy? What happened to Fat Joe? Hell, what happened to Little John? Well, we know what happened to Mystical. What happened to Bone Thugs? I mean, what happened? And even though these might not be the greats, or they might be greats, or however you may see them, they were a part of hip-hop. And these are just a few names I can think of off the top of my head. You know, I can go all the way back. What happened to EPMD? What happened to Dana Dane? What happened to the Beastie Boys? Well, I know what happened to Beastie Boys. What happened to Third? Well, then I know what happened to Third Base. But, you know, what happened to Poor Righteous Teachers? What happened to YZ? What happened to AZ? What happened to Joan Drow? What happened? Come on, somebody. What happened to these people? Like, what happened? Like, what happened? In the last 10 years, I watched hip-hop just dramatically changed from when Biggie and Pac first were murdered, how all of a sudden the game changed. You know, and I remember this video. I can't remember what song it was, but at the end of the video, Biggie, Nas, and may have been AZ, I think it was. I can't remember, but I remember they were sitting at that table and they were like laughing or talking about this big plan that they had, and it thing, you know, something, they were celebrating their victory or something. I can't remember, but something that struck me funny in that video or that scene at that particular time, I was wondering, why is Jay-Z at that table? Because I remember everything that was out at that time, and I remember what was going on, and I couldn't figure out, why was Jay-Z at that table? Because at that moment, Biggie and Nas were up there and doing their thing, and I was like, why is Jay-Z at that table? Why is DMX at that table, or somebody else, but why is Jay-Z? And so, as hip-hop's just like, really just spun out of control in 2005, 2006, where it just was, everything was being straight made for the clubs, and all of a sudden it was like all about selling drugs hardcore. Everybody was a drug dealer and a baller, and they were proud of it, and they didn't care. They wanted everybody to know who they were and what they did and how much money they had off of it, and they were promoting the hood and what they could do. Everybody was doing DVDs and letting everybody know what kind of people we are, how we get down, and who we got this meeting running with us, and they'll kill you or they'll beat you up, or we beef, and here's how we do it, and we're tatted up and we're crazy and we got money and we're criminals, and that was the thing, you know. And then all of a sudden everybody has swagger, you know. Everybody had ice, everybody had swagger, and everybody had auto-tune. And different things were being said, and different types of shows, and different types of remixes, and it was all for the clubs, and it was all on the radio. And then now, like, nobody wants to really hear it, or everybody would just rather dance. And then all the good rappers are gone, except for one. Except for one. And while all the other rappers are not getting shows or not getting good deals or getting jacked in their deals, there's one who is steady climbing, quietly. And then I remember there was a battle between that one and Nas, and he lost the battle. That one lost the battle. And then hip-hop continued to spin out of control. And then all of a sudden, that one was God MC. That one was the King of New York. That one became the one. So then I see these videos talking about that one being affiliated with Illuminati. Why was he at that table with Biggie? So I'm going to let y'all think about that. Okay? So we're going to move on. You know, when it comes to black people, as we're called, or African Americans, as we're also called, when it comes to us, we're highly predictable. We're highly predictable. And it's in our nature. Because we've been designed this way. We've been engineered to be this way. To have this slave mentality. To have this type of attitude to where man versus man, every man for himself. Get what you can get. Settle for the quick fix. Somebody once told me, you can shut any black man up if you put money in his hand, because he can't see past money. He can't see anything but the money.
I'm just going to right there, real talk. I'm going to just stop the clip right there. That's my man, yo. You already know what it is. You know where he's going to go with that. Real talk, it is what it is, man. I just want to let everybody know there's a lot of stuff popping off in hip-hop. Sorry about that, man. Got a little beside myself. Real talk. There's a lot of stuff that's popping off in hip-hop, but, man, real talk. Yo, we just want everybody to definitely understand and know you definitely got to pay attention. Now, this is a little-known secret that's actually in conjunction to actually help enhance hip-hop. Now, beginning of last year, you know, we've been talking a lot about MLG and how it plays a major contributing factor in really helping promote a lot of the artist content. And for all y'all that don't know, MLG is actually the professional league that actually converts amateur video game players to professional players. Real talk, man. Matter of fact, there's a tournament that's popping off right now over in Raleigh, North Carolina. But, yo, just kind of let you know, we got guys that are out there sitting in the comfort of their own home playing video games for a living and earning a nice living. Real talk. Matter of fact, these two guys we're gonna play a little clip from this right here, which actually from one of the final tournaments. These guys right here both walked away with about $50,000 cash for playing video games. Real talk. Like I told you before, man, you gotta get in when you fit in. You gotta understand and know there's a lot of major stuff definitely popping off and going down. Real talk. I'm gonna drop the clip on you. Come back with more exclusive joints. This is WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I'm gonna give my man Tom Brady and my man Jimmy real talk. Yo, definitely the next up and coming stars in the video gaming industry. Yo, they doing their thing. This is where they do to that radio.
Who's the other guy?
Jimmy. All right, Jimmy. Using Liu Kang. I want to see this Sub-Zero stuff again. Let's zone it out. Good anti-air slide there to start the match. And Tom Brady using that stay on the ground wake-up mechanic. Gets in there, gets some damage. Solid 23%. I mean, the timing on that thing is strict, but it's a really
strict,
good reset for the damage, because that is an unblockable move.
Yes, unblockable.
You guys kind of got to kind of wait for them to drop at the right time where you could refreeze them and then reset the damage. I'm going to use that. I'm going to put that when I get home.
Round two. Fight!
Jimmy got to get in this round.
Here we go.
Boom.
And there's the refreeze.
Perfect.
Gets it. Oh, man, look at all the damage.
Damn.
Holy crap, Sub-Zero.
Okay, corner, he's going to...
You know,
this time, I think he's in an ice pump.
You know, he's not really... He's just rushing him down now.
Yeah, now he doesn't even... He usually... Oh, there it is. Okay.
That was smart. That was smart.
That is godlike play right there.
Tom Brady looks at us and he's laughing. That was pretty smart, though.
Not even Tom Brady's prepared for that.
No, you can't. I don't think you're ever ready for Red and Super.
Yeah.
That was good, though. He knows he had hyper armor. He was about to die. That was a good option. And Tom Brady takes the first match. We got booze from Tim Static. Not happy with the result. Probably wanted to see another fatality.
You can't get fatalities, you suck!
There we go, and then this is very different from how we saw Tom Brady playing earlier. Obviously, when he was playing Justin Wong, he was playing a really zone-based turtle kind of game. Obviously, he was finding his tunnel out, but now he's on the offensive.
But he's a legend. He plays tunnel out, and Tom Brady is so used to the matchup that he really knows what
Jesus
to do.
Christ. That was pretty solid damage for Zero. Had an opportunity to punch there. He whipped the ice ball, but nothing going on.
Here comes the sexy combo.
Is there going to be a break? Nope.
Nope.
No, doesn't need to. Solid combo, 32% damage.
Cross up into the corner.
Oh, another ice clone. Ice clone is the business in this game.
Yes.
That's already one round away from
getting
the spot to the next round in the tournament. I believe it would put him in the
top four.
Uh-oh. Is he going to refreeze? No, he just waits. Does a 50-50 mix-up.
Okay, now he's just being mean.
Yeah. And anytime he wants to try to get it.
Oh,
smart. He was ready.
Now he's ready.
He's like, I see your meter. I'm blocking. Nope, that should be it. It should be.
Yeah.
It is. Headbutt. Now, are we going to see a fatality? Let's see if he feels like it.
We got Jemima in the back.
Oh, exactly. That
comes out.
Ninja Mom, sorry, Johnny. Get caged.
I can't wait for that. Alright, I gotta play next now.
Alright.
Tournament.
Definitely got
eight. Well, that last match that you had against Jimmy, you
Liu Kang has nothing. Yeah, Liu Kang is nothing scary, so some dealer can be offensive. You know, some characters like Liu Kang, you know, you kind of put it on him. You really can't get off the ground.
Here we go.
So we got a good match here with.
Go get his money! Yeah, I'm what it is. I'm getting money, man. Like a husband. That's in my mama's bread. That's in rubber bands. You amazing things that you never can. And y'all already know who I'm mad at. I'm still inside. My money looking fine. The mama wanna holler. Got a kid in line. I'm so tonight. All right. You run this big way. Just a walk. Count me out. Put a big old egg. I'll make the earth proud. With my trust full. You can hear me 12 blocks before I come through. Got the best it out in my pump full. I tell them run up if you want to. I hit the fly. Come
Murder Face. Who's Justin Wong going to go with? Who's he going to go with?
Go with Ruben. I think he likes this matchup. Makes sense.
Had trouble in the international one. Actually,
I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. I'm just tired of all this shit. I know how sick you felt when we both ready to die. Same old problems, sick of letting bullshit slide. In the same faces, been working and clubbing the same places. Dusty shoes, dirty laces. Sick of the white man, top of the totem pole. Heads out my head, they understand me, let me go. I feel like Bobby Brown when he made his provocative. I'm tired of struggle, I'm tired of being positive. I'm tired of selling drugs and ball out with the fucking club. Getting a fresh shade, the stains for some groupie love. I'm tired of behaving and not laughing the perpetrator. I'm tired of liars, tired of bitches, tired of player haters. I'm tired of rappers who started shit last week. Requests on MySpace, all rapping on black beats. I'm tired of wishful thinking, tired of being a nice guy. This is what it sounds like, right before the compromise. Tired of thinking what I could've, should've, would've did. Seeing the best things in the hand of another kid. Like my kids don't want it, they don't deserve the best. Can't financially, I verbally get it off my chest. Tired of issues of baby mamas and finance. Shit of me dying in the back of an ambulance. Tired of writing raps with no direct pay for it. Around the rich rap and I'm hotter, and it's hard notice. I don't kiss no ass, I get blackballed. Tired of being happy, well not exactly, not at all. Tired of smoking weed, tired of drinking alcohol. Slid off my demo, never getting a phone call. Tired of hearing big, why you not on BET? Everybody asking big, like this shit is up to me. Tired of feeling this way, tired of writing songs about it. Everybody say my future's bright, I'm tired of doubting. Outside of the town, not on the list, not on the list of Thanksgiving. Not being homeless, tired of being an outcast, but not around the outlaw. Tired of getting my lost sister and trimming up my phone. Tired of getting advice, getting a bad outcome. Living far from home until the strangers where I come up. Tired of having conversations, pretending like I'm interested. Getting what I want, being getting complicated. Tired of being down, tired of being devastated. Tired of being real, because I'm tired of being hated. Tired of not calling mom, just to say I made it. The fears that I made became the one I made it. Tired of going to sleep, like there's nothing going on. Enough gas to make it, but not enough to roam. Tired of putting it this way, wanted to go away. Got my hand in a bad life, but I'm having a bad day.
Exchange. Sound Exchange is a nonprofit performance rights organization. The U.S. Copyright Office designated Sound Exchange to collect digital performance royalties. That's the money that recording artists and copyright holders are paid when the sound recordings that they own or helped create are played on some digital services or broadcast on the internet. It works like this. Let's say Billy writes a song and Jane sings it on a recording.
Get up.
And that recording is played on services like satellite radio, internet radio, cable TV music channels, or certain other places. Those services are required to pay royalties. Billy, as the composer or songwriter, signs up with ASCAP, BMI, or CSAC, and they collect the money from him and his publisher. Jane, the recording artist, registers with Sound Exchange, which collects money for her and for the recording's copyright owner. Say Jane recorded that song for a label, Toboggan Records. Sound Exchange pays 50% of the royalties to the label, the copyright owner of that recording. Sound Exchange also pays 45% directly to Jane and 5% to a fund which pays backup singers and session players. If Jane is independent and owns her own sound recording copyright, she keeps 95% of the royalties. The folks who stream recordings, like webcasters and satellite radio companies, are called service providers. They supply Sound Exchange with reports of use, listing sound recordings that they've played, and send those in with the money they owe in royalties. Sound Exchange uses the reports of use to determine what Jane, Toboggan Records, and the fund are owed, and send them each a check. If Jane plays with the band, they split the royalties between them. Most sound recordings are music, like songs or even symphonies. But Sound Exchange also pays the creators and owners of comedy, spoken word, and any other creative work laid down on a sound recording. But to receive these royalties, artists and sound recording copyright owners must register with Sound Exchange. Registration is fast and free, and the only way Sound Exchange will know where to send the money. Some artists and rights holders don't know they're entitled to these royalties or just haven't submitted the forms. Sound Exchange can only make sure they get paid if they're registered. So support the arts and tell an artist about Sound Exchange. And artists and rights owners, you may already have money waiting for you. Make sure to register so you can get paid when you get played.
Wake up to it. Listen, Obama's perfect for America. He's perfect. He's got those big white man ears. He looks like Malcolm X. He talks like Martin Luther King. Oprah loves him. He shits apple pie. He's perfect. He's perfect. Everybody has forgotten about Bush. They don't even think Bush was in office. You can't even find anybody that even voted for him.
Right now.
Right now.
You're in the mix.
In the mix.
With DJ Double.
DJ Double.
Understand what's happening.
It's your boy Westwood. And right now we're doing it legendary with my man DJ Double.
This is Sean Paul, the guys up over wrong. And you don't know you are locked into the vibe of DJ Double.
Yo, what up? This is your boy Bobby V.
Yo, what's up, bro? What's up? This is your boy Sean. Keep it right now. We're locked into DJ Double. Keep it going, y'all.
Hey, what up? What's going on with DJ Drama?
What up, baby? It's your boy Trey Song.
It's the Jump Off Mix Show on UB Radio.
Everyone return, well, I got one word I got. Now 13 down, 14 goes up. 15, Terry Walker, Nova Scotia. If you want me to, yeah, tell me pull over. Girl, suicide, I put me down the rover. We are at war, girl, if I want to me. And I said, me love you, no time of them wanting me. Girl, pop, she go to the side, so some time to see me. And I find for me, oh, it's for me, let's say up in me. Then you know, say it.
I'm here to come, we want to be.
Me, you don't wanna touch me, hold me back, still I'll rock. Even through the stormy nights, God bless the world. shouting, shouting, ain't that mad? Shouting so bad. Shouting so bad. Yeah, shouting so bad. Shouting so bad. Shouting so bad. Shouting so fine. Shouting so deep. Shouting so my mind. Shouting so real. Shouting so cool. Shouting got a brain. Yeah, shouting is cool. Shouting got a job. Shouting got a crew. Shouting she a mom. Shouting take care of her kid. Shouting she can cook. Shouting food be good. Shouting smoke weed. Yeah, shouting from the hood. Shouting where me. Shouting where boo. Shouting make me smile. Shouting so cute. Shouting in the club. Shouting don't party. Shouting after bottom. Yeah, nigga ain't hard. Shouting she a freak. But shouting so discreet. Shouting look cake though. Shouting go eat. Shouting with the jam. Shouting put some on the floor. Shouting good for shouting. Yeah, that's why I shouted good. Shouting cat.
Like,
some of the admirers, some of we all love to hate. We all have victory to make it despite all odds. We are all kinfolk. Brought to you by Spellbound Media Entertainment that will shape and mold the minds of young men and women alike. It features a music producer who finally made it to the top despite being responsible for raising his family. He has a loving wife, a beautiful family. With all that he has, he still has to live the day to day of living in today's society. Please join us as we begin to introduce to you the members and cast of Kenfolk.
Thank you. my brothers that used to get dropped. You're feeling tight in the booth as I bust you. See me in the lot with a German in mid-coat. Probably the mind, so you may be missing Ferrari. No, it's Tommy when I ping. Long off the Hong Kong. Long off, touch underneath the yard dog. He's a gun to keep his mic on. Storm every year on the fourth side of the yard. Rock red hair, but it's necessary to ball. I like the way you move on my friends, miss me go hard. Roll 50s and haze and glam bake in the car. And when the day come, my sister be in the mall. Nothing in the time, tell me.
Ooh. I don't really like talking.
I lift weights with my mind. I'm lyrically feeling out of self, but I'm a god with subliminally living out. Now I'm feeling powerful, feeling unrestricted, moving like a metro. Yes, I'm limitless, limitless, universal. Born as a hustler, needed no rehearsal. Break the game in, like diamonds, money on time, like the uterus aligned it. Crown, my definition of it is to have the breath of life, but to never see you live. To have a even heart, a broken can't give. To live like a
I'm gonna
like Linda Macklin. By the end of the way, I'm trying to leave you with some bitch. But you keep in the whip. Working for what's the next step? So fit the phone for it, don't believe you made it. Yeah, positive facts on your whole D. You can't get out the way of her own dog. You can't stand as you can be sharp. Offset, breathing, fight, breathing, offset. Put a phone, stay down the lane. Man, I lost crap. Oh, cool, we ain't running out of gas. Gotta hold him like a fool, but you running, don't you stand. I've been putting lame and lame, you can't catch me up too fast. If I see you creeping up, we can imagine everything. Oh, cool, we ain't running out of gas. Gotta hold him like a fool, but you running, don't you stand. Yeah, if my hood up, you see that book and everything. I'm a drug, a lot of pot, you can catch my daughter's hand.
Show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.